Good morning, everyone. My name is Mark Bennett, and I have the deep privilege of serving as the director of Grace of God Recovery House. One of the ministries rooted in the Spiritus Christi community. Each August, we're invited into the sacred space to share the heart and soul of the work happening just a few blocks from here. Work that is only possible because of your prayers, your presence, and your generosity. Grace of God is not just a house. It is a sanctuary for people rebuilding their lives, rediscovering their worth, and reclaiming their dreams. It is a house that pulses with healing, laughter, challenge, and above all, grace. Today, we're honored to share some of that grace with you. You'll hear from one of our dedicated primary staff members and the resident he walks alongside. A glimpse into the real work of recovery, companionship, transformation, and hope. I'd like to shift our hearts gently towards the gospel and what it means for us here at Grace of God Recovery House. This week's gospel reminds us that we do not live by bread alone or by anything this world says we should chase or cling to. Jesus invites us to build our lives not on fear or control, but on faith, surrender, and community. And when I hear that, I see it living and breathing in the work we do every day. At Grace of God, we are not building bigger barns. We are building longer tables. Places where men who once felt invisible now sit in community. Places where a voice that trembles with shame on day one begins to carry strength by day 30. We are a house full of reminders that God's grace is not earned. It is freely given through honesty, consistency, and love that doesn't flinch. Grace of God doesn't promise easy answers, but we do promise to walk beside each resident with honesty, dignity, and the belief that everyone is redeemable. Your support, whether prayers, donations, or time, makes these transformations possible. Thank you for allowing us to be here with you today. Thank you for being part of this journey, year after year. You are woven into the walls of the house as surely as any brick or beam. Now let us begin our time of worship together, grounded in love and lifted by community.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here with you this morning. My name is John Prohera, and I have the immense privilege of working with the Men of God, Grace of God Recovery House. As a primary staff member, I can tell you that our work boils down to one essential thing: showing up. I know from my own journey in recovery the transformative power of a second chance. Every man who comes to us carries a story, a narrative still unfolding, and my role is to simply champion the courage it takes to continue writing it. My own Grace of God story didn't begin as a resident seeking solace. It unfolded one Wednesday evening when a friend of a friend invited me to dinner. From the moment I stepped inside, I felt the profound spirit of this house. I felt lighter. The more I learned about the Grace of God Recovery House, the more I yearned to be part of it. Sister Margie, the Grace of God's founder, gave me a firm, yes, a very firm piece of advice to just show up. And that resonated deeply. So I did. And so many do show up. Not just staff. Each person contributes in their own unique way, often behind the scenes, but always with the abundance of love. Being part and showing up at the Grace of God House has strengthened my relationship with my God and my personal recovery. For this, I will be forever grateful. As a primary, I'm a resident's guide, his go-to guy, a resource for how the Grace of God Recovery House operates. Residents quickly discover a spiritual connection here, fostered not just by staff, but by others who, much like Jesus, extend a hand of deep concern, empathy, and personal connection. Today, I'm especially honored to introduce one of those courageous individuals living at the Grace of God Recovery House, Alvin. I've had the honor of working with Alvin as his primary staff member and have seen firsthand the hard work and the remarkable strength he brings, not only to his personal recovery, but to the entire community within our house. It's a true privilege that he's willing to share a piece of his journey with me and today with you. I genuinely look forward to Alvin's daily texts and morning messages, brimming with enthusiasm about something he's just encountered in a meeting or from a recent reading. When we build his daily schedule, we talk deeply about the importance of structure. I've learned that he's an artist. He's learned that I'm not. And our weekly one-on-one meetings are a space for honest conversation. From small talk to deep concerns, and yes, sometimes fear and tears. Alvin knows my story, and I know his. My purpose as his primary is to help Alvin uphold his agreement with the Grace of God Recovery House, and to remind him that our table will always be open and have a place for him. Beyond that, my offering is simple: to give back what was freely given me, a chance. This embodies the core of my own recovery. Trust God, clean house, help others. One sentiment Alvin and I often share is, today we walk as sober men. Being a witness to God's grace in Alvin is a gift. It's an honor to be here with him today as he shares his story with you. Please allow me to introduce Alvin.
Good morning. Need a moment. Father, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. My name is Alvin Backstrom. Just 4.5 months ago, my life was profoundly different, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. I was trapped in the deep loneliness that often defines the life of an addict, consumed by feelings of being less than. During that time, I felt so adrift. It was as if I had completely walked away from everyone, even God. Just as a friend invited John to dinner his first evening at Grace of God, a friend, perhaps my last, suggested my contacting the house. I'll admit, I was hesitant when first offered residency at the Grace of God Recovery House. At first, I even said no, desperate as I was, because I truly didn't think it was a place for me. But when asked if I was sure about that no, God put the right response in my mouth. I accepted the invitation and soon realized I wasn't being offered just a roof over my head. Instead, what was offered to me was a dignity of being believed in. They welcomed me like a lost sheep being guided by a compassionate shepherd. From the moment I arrived, my relationship with this house and its incredible staff began to transform everything. My recovery didn't happen in isolation, but in a community filled with camaraderie, a place where I truly felt I belonged. My relationship with my primary counselor, John, began the day I entered Grace of God as a resident and has grown into a positive way ever since. As we began work together, we agreed that we would go deep, not waste any time on surface issues, and be vulnerable enough to share deeply. It was reassuring to know that I was walking the same path as John. During our weekly one-on-one meetings, John offered guidance as I grew accustomed to the structure of the Grace of God Recovery House is known for. I was encouraged to roll in mental health and addiction counseling, embrace a 12-step program, and to find a sponsor to lead me through those steps. Through these actions, I was building my recovery foundation out in the world. The world I desperately wanted to be a sober part of. John and I communicated daily. We share a Sunday morning meeting and mass after. I journal nightly as part of my agreement coming into the house. I like and appreciate the value documenting my day, thoughts, successes, and struggles about those things with my primary. Most importantly, I was simply asked to be honest with John, with myself, and with others. I believe what was happening and what I was hearing from my primary at the Grace of God, from the rest of the staff, and what I was learning during counseling and 12-step meetings, often was what asked of me felt foreign and uncomfortable. It was in those moments with what felt like a gentle or sometimes not so gentle push that kept me moving forward in the right direction. I've had my moments of doubt, but I've never had to walk through them alone. The staff, especially John, have been like family. Not the kind you're born with, but the kind God gives you when you're ready to begin. And I was ready. Today I no longer ask, why can't I get sober? I work hard on my program of recovery. My days are extremely busy, and I am passionate about my journey, about the story I'm writing. I view my fellow residents as brothers and Grace of God as home. And the rewards of recovery, I've been restored to sanity. I'm no longer a nuisance, but a dependable man who does what he says he'll do. That's integrity. I carry myself with dignity. I'm not shunned today, but welcomed. I know that I am a child of God, worthy of the friends I have, and I'm learning how to be a better friend to others. The fellowship that accompanies the shared experience of recovery is such a gift, and I am excited about sharing my story with others, to give back to others what has been freely given to me. It's said that the desire to recover, to join others, rebuilding lives is based on attraction rather than promotion. As I walk upright as a sober man, I'm an example of what's possible. And I love being an ambassador for the house, shown in the way I speak and carry myself. One of the most cherished memories is celebrating my birthday at the house on the second day of my residency. There I was at the table among other men, each of us writing their stories as I was just beginning to write mine. And with a birthday cake marking this new chapter, wow. This house fosters a unique environment where I've been able to rediscover myself, even my artistic side as an artist. I've learned the true meaning of respect, embrace accountability, and started to live and understand the importance of God-given grace. Being here today, standing in front of you, is one powerful part of that beginning. Just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for welcoming me into this community and for making this house and its healing possible. May God bless you all.